Hi, my name is Kel, married to Sam. His real name is Sandra, and we were married in 1982. I graduated from law school in 1988, became a divorce attorney, a partner in a law firm, and I concentrated in family law. Sam and I were not very happy. I complained that she was negative. I believed her comments were intentionally against me. I had counseled over 1,000 couples through their divorces, and I knew when a marriage was over. By the time one reaches a divorce attorney's office, they have fallen off a proverbial 800-foot cliff, and they truly believe the cliff is not possible to climb back up. And like my clients, I fell off that 800-foot cliff. I was convinced that Sam did not love me, and I knew I could not climb the cliff again. We were separated and divorced in March of 2007. During our separation, Sam sought God's help, rededicated her life spiritually, and I observed an unconditional dedication to me as a man, even if not her husband at the time. Within months after our divorce, we did start spending some time together, and Sam was naturally guarded. She wanted to protect against some of the same mistakes that we had made while we were married. And in February of 2008, we attended a Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar, which really dramatically impacted us. And we were more blown away even by Larry Bellotta's Flag Page program, which explained so easily why Sam and I did things so differently. That discovery changed the way that we treated each other. I did not have to change who I was, nor did Sam. That doesn't mean that things were always perfect, though. What if I feel that Sam is being negative again? Why do I sense the negativity, and what do I do with it? I rest on a simple premise that Sam does love me. If that's true, then whatever she says or whatever she does cannot be done in a spirit of hate toward me. But why do I sometimes feel that she is not loving me? Larry taught us meaning to event that we see or hear is controlled by the amygdala. It's an actual part of our brain. The only way that we give meaning to an event reminds us of a bad experience. We naturally start recalling bad events, but we can control the negativity by intentionally rerouting the meaning our amygdala gave that event. Or at least how do I do that? With intentional thinking. I picture my son's tournament winning putt on a green near a country club near our hometown. And that mental picture doesn't change the event that I'm experiencing, but it instantly processes positive thought. Within seconds, that great moment in my life changes the entire flow of negativity. The negativity goes away very quickly. And what is real is that Sam loves me. We were remarried on July 9th, 2008, and we are closer and happier than we have ever been. Thank God, and Larry, thank you.